Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another wonderful and inspiring episode of the Silsila, The Early Echo. We hope that yourself and your families are safe and sound wherever you may be in the world. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy, through His hidden help and sources, help the Muslims out there who are suffering, who are being punished, who are going through different types of oppressions. May Allah Jalla Jalaluhu protect them and remove their oppressions, remove oppressions against them, and remove the oppressors as well. Ameen bi jahi khatimin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, today we have a topic that we need to all contemplate on. We are going to be talking about the dark grave. We are going to be talking about al-maut, death. Yes, some people do not like to listen to this topic. Some people would even say that we are alive, talk about life. And subhanallah azza wa jal, we see this balance, especially in this beautiful and fragrant environment of Dawat Islami. True life is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. True life is in following the commands of Al-Quran. True life is the implementation of the perfect lifestyle, which is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you'll always hear about these aspects, because this is actual life. This is true life. This is the reality of life, if we remove the distractions out there. So the balance comes when we talk about al-maut, al-death. Because yes, we are alive, but very soon, sooner than we realize, sooner than we know, we will be gone within a moment. We will be gone. Who is there to remind us to prepare? Who is there to remind us? Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have movements like Dawud Islami that constantly reminds us that, you know, prepare. Prepare for what is coming. The terminator of all pleasures is going to soon visit you. While you are lost in the colorfulness, in the attractions, the distractions of this dunya, it's going to happen within a few moments. Subhanallah, we're going to be talking about this topic inshaAllah. Let's make some good intentions by remembering the beautiful hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrun Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make those good intentions right now that, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the Silsila of Madani Channel for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey that message to others as well. InshaAllahu Azza wa Jal. As always, we will mention a beautiful narration regarding the excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi Durud-e Pak. It is mentioned, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, that the beloved master, the last prophet of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, has said, whoever recites durood for me once, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grants 10 blessings upon that person. Subhanallah. So imagine that my recitation and your recitation of durood-e pak is presented in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and therefore we should dedicate some time every day of our lives instead of just wasting away this precious, this very short life in the attractions and entertainments of the world. and just living in negligence, in heedlessness, take out some time every day. We can, if we make up our mindset, we can definitely do it. Even if it's a few minutes, start off with a few minutes, 10 minutes a day. If you're very busy, then 10 minutes, take out 10 minutes. Recite 2 minutes Qur'an Pak, recite 2 minutes Durood Pak, 2 minutes Istighfar, 2 minutes Dhikrullah, 2 minutes recite something of benefit, ilmun nafi'ah, beneficial knowledge, learning about deen from authentic sources, which Dawud Islami provides. And then you increase it to 20 minutes a day, half an hour a day, and whatever you are able to handle. Because that's going to help us. That is part of the preparations for the grave as well. That will help us in the grave. Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us understanding and enthusiasm to prepare for the next journey, which is the journey to the grave, and to be in Alam-e Barzakh as well. We have a beautiful kalam, which I'm sure you will enjoy and derive some inspiration as well. A sabz gumbad wale. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Roshan kar, kar, qabr be kason ki, ae shamae, jamale, Mustafa'i. आँखों में चमक के दिल में आ जा ऐ शमए जमाले मुस्तफाई ऐ सब्ज गुंबद वाले मंजूर दुआ करना جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا کرنا مجرم ہوں جہاں بھر کا محشر میں بھرم رکھنا، رسوائے زمانہ ہوں دامن میں چھپا لینا، مجرم ہوں جہاں بھر کا محشر میں بھرم رکھنا، رسوائے زمانہ ہوں دامن میں چھپا لینا، مقبول یہ عرض میری محبوب خدا کرنا، مقبول یہ عرض میری محبوب خدا کرنا، جب نظرہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا، چہرے سے ضیا پائی ان چاند ستاروں نے، اس در سے شفا پائی دکھ درد کے ماروں نے، چہرے سے ضیا پائی ان چاند ستاروں نے، اس در سے شفا پائی دکھ درد کے ماروں نے، آتا ہے انہیں صابر ہر دکھ کی دوا کرنا، آتا ہے انہیں صابر ہر دکھ کی دوا کرنا، جب نظرہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا، اے سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا، جب نظرہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ ماشاء اللہ عز و جل، what a beautiful and inspiring کلام، and continue listening to these kalams in order to infuse the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam into our hearts, the love of Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah. May Allah Jalla Jalaluhu take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif time and again. Ameen bi jahi khatim an-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we're talking about the dark grave. We are talking about the reality of life. We are talking about that moment in which we will leave this world forever. No return. There's no return ticket. It's a one-way ticket into the grave, into the hereafter, starting in the grave in Alam-e Barzakh. And we all know this. This is a fact that nobody can deny. Whether a person is a believer or a disbeliever, even that individual who doesn't believe in the existence of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, even that person cannot deny that we will leave this world and be entered into the darkness of the grave. To be born means the person is going to leave, he's going to die as well. And no matter what status a person has in society, what profession a person has, how many degrees a person has, whether the person is a prince or a pauper, rich or poor, it doesn't matter. Whether the person was literate or illiterate, whether the person was a scholar or not, a spiritual guide or a devotee, a disciple, Muslim or not, in short, no matter what a person's condition is, that person can never ever escape death. The glorious Quran mentions the famous ayah that we always hear about in Surah Ali Imran, also verse 185. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Translation from Kanzul Iman: every life is to taste death. Hakim al-Ummah, a great scholar of the deen, a great commentator of the glorious Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi, rahmatullah ta'ala ali, he mentions that whether it be a human, a jinn, or an angel, death will come to everyone except Allah. And everything that is creation is mortal. No matter where, how we try, where we're going to escape to, when the angel of death, Israel alayhi salam, Malakul Maut alayhi salam, when he arrives finally at his appointed time, he's not going to end up coming late or early. At the fixed time, he's going to visit each one of us. And where are we going to run to? There's no place to hide. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Al-Quran, Surah An-Nisa, verse 78, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Aynama takunu yudrikkumul mawtu walau kuntum fi burujim mushayyadah. Death will come to you wherever you may be, even if you are in strong forts. So wherever we are, it's mentioned in Tafsir Na'imi that the time and place of a person's death is already decreed, fixed. And no matter what kind of plan or strategy we try to make, wherever we reside, whether we are trying to dig deep into the earth in bunkers or in the ocean, or we're trying to inhabit another planet, doesn't matter. It's going to happen. And Allahu Akbar, when finally our soul leaves our body, we will still witness, because there's still a connection between the soul, the ruh, and the body. We will witness. I want you to picture that. Who is giving ghusl to our bodies? Who is putting the kafan in the shroud? We will see everything. And we'll talk to the people. We'll ask them, what are you doing? My mother, my father, my brother, my friend, what are you doing? They won't see us. They won't hear us. But we'll witness everything. Who is taking our bodies to the graveyard? Who is placing us into the dark grave? And who is putting the sand upon us? Tons and tons of sand. And finally, they are going to leave us all alone in the grave. A person will only be accompanied into the darkness of the grave with one's deeds, with your deeds, good deeds and bad deeds. How many good deeds do I have? Which ones have been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many bad deeds do I have? Am I one of those people that it is my habit to commit sins? It is my habit to backbite about others, to gossip? Am I one of those who are plagued with arrogance and pride and a superiority complex that I am better than him, I am better than her? What kind of an individual am I? I need to judge myself. But many of us, we're too busy judging other people and we neglect judging ourselves. Never stop developing yourself, especially from an Islamic perspective. Bettering yourself, becoming a better Muslim, a practicing Muslim. Don't look at the next person. You start with yourself to reform yourself. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, Dawat-e-Islami is that light at the end of the tunnel in this current era of confusion, of mass confusion and doubts. Our eyes will close and we will enter into the darkness of the grave. Again, We leave everything else behind. Whatever we held near and dear, whomever we held near and dear to us, our lovely, wonderful homes, and subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, our lovely vehicles, our family members, our children, and whatever else it is, we leave it all behind. We have a short clip, inshallah Azza wa Jal, and we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
It is narrated that the saint rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi saw Sayyidina Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi in his dream after 1 year of his death. The saint asked him, which graves are more illuminated? The Shaykh Hasan rahmatullahi alayhi replied, those who suffered calamities in the world. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whilst we are distracted by the luxuries and comforts and distractions and entertainments and attractions of this world, the angel of death is going to suddenly visit us and then we are gone. What preparations have we made? Please ask yourself this very serious question. One day the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam attended a funeral and sat by the side of the qabr, by the grave. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wept so much that the soil, the sand got soaked with his blessed tears. And he said, prepare for this. Prepare for this. This is the next stage of the journey. For Islamic brothers out there, for men out there, when you visit the graveyard and you see all those graves, you may even recognize maybe somebody who's there that was somebody that you knew. Maybe a family, maybe a friend, maybe somebody in your community. And think about it, that this, I knew this person. Yeah, they were once so lively, so productive in life, and they had dreams, they had goals, just like me. And now they are in the darkness of the grave. They cannot move, they cannot say anything, they cannot do anything. And I'm still alive, but I'm not preparing for this. So look for your name on those tombstones and imagine that you are down there. And now imagine, but I'm still alive, I still have opportunity, I still have a chance to prepare for that. And all those graves may look similar. All have sand, all have soil, they all look the same. But down there, it's either darkness or it's brightness. And good deeds can create that nur and that brightness through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much of good deeds do I have? Either that grave is going to become a garden from the gardens of paradise or a valley from the valleys of the hellfire. If that person who's down there and one day it's going to be me, it's going to be you as well. If that person in the grave was punctual with their salah, performed their salah on time as it's supposed to be performed, fasted in Ramadan, paid their full zakah, earned halal, stayed away from haram, from prohibited things, recited the Quran, adopted humility, humbleness, had a good character based on the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obeyed their parents, fulfilled the rights of people, loved Allah jalla jalaluhu and his beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, honored the sahaba ikram alaihim ridwan, the ahlul bayt athar and the awliya Allah. If that person gave sadaqah and charity for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is quite possible that the grave down there would extend as far as they can see by the grace of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That the door of paradise may be open for that person. Allahu Akbar. But on the other hand, if a person who's down there did not perform the salah, if that person didn't fast in Ramadan, neglected his zakah, earned haram, dealt in drugs, consumed alcohol, disobeyed the parents, was involved in riba, in usury and interest, sood, was involved in bribery and corruption, violated people's rights, bullied people, hurt and harmed people, gambled, hurt the feelings of Muslims, broke family relations with others, was a thief, was a robber, was a criminal, used to breach trust, break promises, used to love movies and dramas and soapies and films, used to love to listen to music and all of that filth, used to use indecent, obscene, vulgar language, used to lie, used to backbite, used to gossip. If that person used to slander and was one who was arrogant, what do you think is going to happen? The door of hell will be open. The fire will be burning. Snakes and scorpions will cover the dead, decomposing body of that person. And the screams and the cries of agony will be spread. But who is going to come and help? Who is going to come and help? Allahu Akbar. Amir Ahl-Sunnah, Tamil Barakatum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islam, a Kamil Wali of the time, a great scholar of Islam. He makes our minds that even the mayyit, the deceased person, is a silent muballigh, a silent preacher. And one of the messages that the deceased person, the mayyit, that is covered in the kafan, in the shroud, is giving to you and I, is, my brother, my sister, look at me. I was once lively. I had dreams, I had goals, I had targets. I used to go to work, I had a family, I had children. I used to go for holiday. I had these hobbies and these habits. And all of that has abruptly ended forever. As you see me, helpless, hopeless, I can't even move my one finger because I'm gone, I'm dead. Your turn is next. Sooner than you know, you will be in this exact position. Here, that no, you can't give yourself a bath, others are going to give you a bath. You can't change your clothes, others are going to put the shroud upon you. You can't move your body, others are going to carry you. You can't even say one Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. You can't even perform one salah. As you see me here, lay helpless, lifeless, very soon it's your turn. Very soon it's your turn to be taken to the graveyard. Very soon it'll be your turn to be lowered into that grave, where the angels will come to question you. And depending on how you lived your life, did you prepare for the grave? When the deceased is placed into the grave, Abu al-Hajjaj Sumali rahmatullah ta'ala mentions that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when the deceased is placed, is lowered into the grave, the grave itself talks to that person. Oh man, may you be ruined. Why did you forget me? Did you not know that I am a place of trials, a place of darkness? Then why did you walk over me with arrogance and pride? If the deceased is a pious person, then an unseen voice will say to the grave, Ya Qabr, O grave, if he is among those who enjoin good and forbid evil, then how will you treat him? The grave will respond, if this is the case, I become a garden for him. Then that person's body becomes illuminated, bright, and his spirit ascends towards the divine court. Allahu Akbar. It's also mentioned that the grave says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives the power of speech to things like the grave, inanimate objects. How in the time of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those stones used to make salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The trees used to be obedient to him. He would understand the speech of the animals and converse with them. with camels, with birds, and others. So the grave will also say, "O man, did you not hear about my condition? Were you not warned about my narrowness, my foul smell and insects? If this was the case, then what did you prepare?" What, and this question before the grave asks you and I when we are in it, ask yourself now. Of course, I need to ask myself as well. What preparations am I making? Please analyze your life. Do yourself a favor and analyze your life. Okay, which direction am I heading in? In a direction that through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, I will get a garden in my grave? Or in the direction that my grave will turn into a valley of Jahannam? Everybody will say, "No, I want my grave to be a garden of Jannah." Are we heading in that direction? That's an important question we need to ask ourselves, because then I will come to realize whether I am preparing or not preparing. Because if you're traveling, if you're going on a journey, if you're going overseas or to some far off land, you're going to visit, even if you're going for a holiday, you will make the necessary arrangements. The wise person will make the necessary arrangements, will make sure that the accommodation is sorted out on that side, that they take enough funds with them, they take food for the journey, they pack their clothes, their toiletries, they do their necessary preparations so they don't get into any inconvenience and trouble when they reach their destination. Am I going to receive some trouble and difficulty when I reach the destination of the grave because I was not wise enough to prepare for that journey? Or am I preparing? Am I obedient to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, obedient to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? If I am, there is good news. The journey ahead will be smooth sailing. And if I'm not, then the journey ahead is going to be very bumpy. It's going to be very difficult. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us, the grave is a garden from the gardens of paradise, or a valley from the valleys of hell. So if I truly want my grave to be illuminated, if I truly want the darkness of the grave to be removed, here is the time to work. Here is the time to invest in safety and salvation in the grave and in the hereafter as well. Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti Ash-Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, when a person enters the grave, all those things that he was afraid of in the world while not fearing Allah will enter into the grave and scare him. What am I afraid of? Darkness? Am I afraid of some animal? Am I afraid of cockroaches, snakes, scorpions? What am I afraid of? And if I have no fear of Allah, then we already have the expectation what is going to enter into my grave and scare me. Allahu Akbar. We do good deeds for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, period. Not for any human being out there that to please this person, to please that person, and to portray a picture of piety to people that are around me, that look, we won't say it, but through our actions, through our minds, through our intentions and thoughts, that look at me, I am always going to the masjid. Look at me, I am reading my 5 times salah. Look at me, I'm looking after this masjid. I'm going for Hajj and Umrah. I'm giving sadaqah and charity. Look at me, I'm helping these people, this poor family, I'm helping them. Look at me. Subhanallah. Again, you and I are not there to judge nobody, but ourselves. That person, we must have the good assumption that they are doing it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that person themselves should be very careful of not doing riya, ostentation and showing off, because that's going to completely and utterly destroy the reward that the person would get. How can I illuminate my grave? How can I be protected against the loneliness and bewilderment of the grave? That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah azza wa jalla has made the five daily salahs obligatory, no negotiations. Whoever performs wudu in a good way and offers the salahs within their timings, completes the ruku, the sujood with humility, it is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grant that He forgives him. So salah will illuminate one's grave. Sadaqah will illuminate one's grave. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, charity protects its givers from the heat of the grave. And undoubtedly, one shall be in the shade of his charity on the day of judgment. The recitation of Quran, subhanallah, the Quran will help us, as the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, recite the Quran, as this will appear on the day of judgment to intercede for its reciters. Allahu Akbar. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By making the dhikr of Allah jalla jalaluhu, angels surround that person. In that gathering, as the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whenever people sit in a gathering to remember Almighty Allah, the angels surround them, divine mercy covers them, and tranquility descends upon them. Salawat, durud-e pak, subhanallah, that's going to help you and I here in the grave and the hereafter as well. By fulfilling rites, by speaking good, speaking the truth. So on one side, do as many good deeds as possible to keep our graves illuminated, to have salvation and safety in the grave. As Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, third Khalifa of Islam, the third successor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would see a grave, he would weep so much. And when people would ask him, that when Jannah, when Jahannam are mentioned, you don't cry so much? He said, because I heard the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the first destination of the hereafter is the grave. And so, if a person is successful and safe there, the journey ahead is even easier. If not, the journey ahead is more difficult. So protect yourself from sins. Abstain. Have a hatred for sins, whether it's lying, backbiting, jealousy, pride, malice, arrogance, breach of trust, breaking of promises, tale-bearing, gossiping, violating people's rights, oppressing people, consuming alcohol, taking drugs, gambling, whatever it may be, whatever Islam has prohibited, it is prohibited for good reasons. We must stay away because Allah and His Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has ordered us to stay away. And if you think about it, whatever has been prohibited, it's because it's bad for the human being. We all know how alcohol destroys a person and his family, how drugs destroys a person and the family, how gambling and riba and interest, whatever is prohibited is because it is bad for a human being. So, it's up to you and I. If I don't want the darkness in my qabr, engage in an abundance of good deeds. For this, a mindset is required. And for that, a good environment is required. That's where Dawud Islami comes into action as a support structure. Join today so you don't have regret tomorrow. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.